Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria vandag op na 20 grade, Johannesburg 19 en Tzaneen 21. Ons begin in Johannesburg waar drie verdagtes vasgetrek is in verband met 'n ontstellende video wat gister op sosiale media versprei is. Dit wys hoe 'n jong seun dwelms in 'n glasbottel aansteek vir sy ma en sy dan haar seun aanmoedig om dit saam met haar te rook in die teenwoordigheid van ander volwassenes.
JMPD K9 unit officers while on routine patrol received a crucial tip-off identifying the suspects and their whereabouts. Upon arrival, officers located the mother who matched the description from the video. When questioned, she identified two other individuals present in the video, including the person who recorded it.
Johannesburg Metro Polisie se Klannie Viglas het die kind is deur die eenheid vir gesinsgeweld, kinderbeskerming en seksuele misdade na 'n plek van veiligheid verwyder. Dis 'n belangrike dag in die parlement waar die wetgewing oor die land se begroting sy laaste hekkie aanvat. Vanoggend is dit LPs in die Nasionale Raad te provinsies wat sal besin oor die toedelingswetsontwerp wat die weg baan vir hoe die regering befondsing sal toedien. Woordvoerder in die parlement Moloto Motapo sê die LPs sal ook stem vir of teen die wetsontwerp.
Once adopted, it will be forwarded to the president for signing into law. And after Parliament passes the appropriation bill, government departments receive funds and begin spending as planned. Parliament continues to monitor spending through oversight committees.
Meer hieroor by jackrandafm.com, klik op news. Die grondwetlike hof hoor vandag 'n dringende aansoek van die MK-party aan teen president Cyril Ramaphosa se besluit om die minister van polisie Senzo Mkhwanazi op spesiale verlof te plaas. Die party se aansoek daag ook die besluit deur die president uit om Ross Kachalia as waarnemende minister aan te stel. Die MK-party voer aan dat Ramaphosa nie volgens die grondwet opgetree het nie, maar Ramaphosa sê dis binne sy mag om ministers aan te stel en af te dank en hulle op spesiale verlof te plaas. Met net 2 dae oor voor Amerika se 30% handelstariewe op Suid-Afrikaanse goedere en produkte in werking kom, sê die minister van Handel, Industrie en Kompetisie, hy reken dis nodig dat die handelstariewe tussen die lande as 'n geheel van vooraf aangepak behoort te word. Minister Park Staal sê in 'n verklaring dat geen ooreenkoms so ver bereik kon word oor die tariewe nie. Meer hieroor by jackrandafm.com, klik op news. En die storie wat vandag die hele wêreld se asem laat ophou. Die kuswag in Hawaii is op gereedheidsgrondslag en sê dit gaan moontlik nog ure vat voor die tsunami-golwe gaan tref. Verskeie tsunami-waarskuwings is uitgereik in lande in die Indiese Oseaan, insluitende ook Kanada, Japan en die Amerikaanse Weskus. Dit volg na vanoggend se reuse 8.8 aardbewing wat in die ooste van Rusland getref het.
This is a very serious event. We have Black Hawks activated. We have high water vehicles ready to go. So we will be able to rescue people, but please do not put yourself in harm's way. Make sure you actually evacuate right now. It will not just hit some parts of the island. It should probably spread around the islands. And so you can expect waves everywhere.
Ex-Gerda de Souza, net weer die hoofnuus die uur. Three suspects have been arrested in Joburg for the distressing video that shows how a young child lights drugs for his mother to smoke and she then encouraging him to smoke it with her.
Thank you so much, Gerda. 5 minutes past nine, our road's busy this morning and we're asking you to keep that in mind. I would add 40 minutes to your commute this morning. We'll keep you updated here on Jacaranda FM. Into stories and so much, and even in our parenting space where we are recording podcasts, we do a lot of content around the dangers of social media, devices, TikTok. And now this morning in our news story, I want to show the world is an interesting place. Social media then allowed us to find the suspects.
Yes, so police identified her. When they got to her house, she then said, that's the guy that recorded me and that's the other adult that was also there. So they were all three arrested and the child was removed. But you can't help but wondering, you know, social media is a double-edged sword. How many times did this happen before someone recorded this? How many other places does it happen where people just don't record it? Do we want to see all of this? Should it be on social media before you react?